Outside the box, again, searching for a better system than what we have now. Today's topic is secession, again. I've talked about Maine seceding from the United States before, about 17 years ago, in a previous Outside the Box. But given the animosity by much of the federal government toward my home state of Maine currently, I'm giving it another look. After all, this country was founded to withdraw from the manipulation by another government, the English, that was not treating the 13 colonies well. Maybe many of the problems that Maine has with the federal government could be solved just by withdrawing from the U.S. of A. There's no active website on secession these days, although there is secession.net, a site under construction. It does have the motto, quote, "Right of the people to alter or abolish government," end quote, written on an upside-down U.S. flag. Maine has experience with secession, separating from Massachusetts in 1820. If we decide to go our own way, the first question would be, become a country on our own, or a province of Canada? Of course, we could join with Switzerland, or some other country too, but that wouldn't make much geographic sense, now would it? Another option, New England or the Northeast, could separate from the rest of the country. Do we want to be bedfellows with Boston or New York City? What would you support? Reactions to secession are all over the map. Some love the idea of getting away from a federal government in chaos and prefer more localized control, while others hate it or assume any secession would be put down by force. Some wonder how the financial breakup would work, with many in Maine getting monthly payments and health care coverage from a national, not Maine, source. We in Maine pay our taxes to the federal government, but what do we get back? According to USA Facts, we get $12 billion more coming back than we pay in, probably because of our aging population getting Social Security and Medicare payments. But it's money we paid in and should get even if we became a separate country or joined Canada. A few pros for the secession idea. One is more direct democracy and political independence, especially in light of the authoritarian direction of the federal government these days. There's still bureaucracy, but one less layer. We can set our own tariffs, foreign policy, and laws, like use of marijuana, abortion policies, and treatment of transgender persons. What we decide at the ballot box, legislature, or state courts goes, no matter what other states or the U.S. Supreme Court decides. A lot of other countries are dismayed or disgusted by what the federal government is doing these days. No more painting Maine with the same brush as the rest of the U.S. if we are a separate nation. Maine could be seen as a beacon of liberty and democracy for current residents and immigrants as well. Everything would be human scale, a country with only 1.4 million residents, about the size of South Korea or Portugal. Maine has an abundance of natural, physical, like trees and ocean, and human resources that can be used to help it compete successfully in the global economy. We don't need to be totally self-sufficient as long as we are willing to trade. With few or no tariffs, trading partners would be easy to find. and Maine is strategically located, too. If it goes, there are no states stranded between Maine and the rest of the country, and no problem connecting with Canada. In a 2024 survey, Maine had the highest support for secession among New England states, although less than one quarter of those surveyed believe it has the legal right to do so. But going it alone or hooking up with Canada is not the only path towards secession. More on that in another Outside the Box. Are you ready to join the secession movement? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping to get out of the United States ASAP.